Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Stanley Cup final also going on, not tonight, but they'll be back in action tomorrow night. Washington, the Capitals leading the Vegas Golden Knights 2-1 in that series. Joining me right now to talk about that series and the bigger picture with the Knights, the Golden Knights, and their role in that burgeoning Las Vegas sports scene is the beat writer for the Las Vegas Record Journal for the Vegas Golden Knights, Steve Karp, joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Steve, how you doing tonight?
Doing well, thanks. A little wet here in D.C., but we're good.
Yeah, no, it's a Stanley Cup final, so whatever the weather is outside, it's all good. Hey, Steve, I want to start with just the thought process heading into the season with this team amongst the media, the fan base, pretty much everybody in Vegas. I know that the rules that allowed Vegas to put this team together, I think a lot of people who now look at how far they've gone in this playoffs have sort of kind of done some reverse confirmation saying, oh, well, they got a lot of benefits coming into this thing as an expansion team and how they could put their team together. What were the expectations for this team coming into the season?
To be competitive every night, to steal a few if Marc-Andre Fleury was on his game, and maybe, just maybe, if things broke right, make the playoffs.
And when did people know?
Which was a very fair assumption, like you said, given the rules of the expansion draft and the team they had put together.
Yeah. So at what point in the season did people begin to realize, like, okay, well, the expectations we had for this team might have actually been too low?
Well, for some people, it was late in October when they started 8-1. For me, it was in late December when they had beaten the Capitals, the Lightning, Toronto, and Pittsburgh at home. I thought right then, I said to myself, you know what, I may have underestimated these guys. And the other time I thought was a little earlier in the month. They went on a dance trip to Nashville and Dallas. They won both games. And at the time, Dallas was pretty good. And I said, okay, maybe these guys are better. But I thought the December when they won those games, I thought, was the time where maybe they were better than we all thought.
Yeah, Steve Karp covers the Las Vegas Golden Knights for the Las Vegas Record Journal, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Steve, can you put into words kind of how they've captured this city and just the overall vibe with the way this team has played?
Well, obviously it goes back to the tragic incident of October 1st of last year. Mm-hmm. And, with the 58 people who died and the way the team responded and helped the city heal. That will always be part of the Golden Knights narrative. But obviously when they made the playoffs, won the division, beat the Kings in 4 straight, then beat the Sharks in 6, that's when people really started to think, oh, my God, these guys might be able to win the Stanley Cup. Then, of course, they beat Winnipeg, who I thought was going to win the Cup, to be honest with you. I had Winnipeg and Tampa Bay playing for the Cup. And when they beat the Jets, I started to think to myself, you know what? This just might be destiny. And so here we are. They're down 2-1 in the series. They're certainly not out of it. They win tomorrow night. It's a best of three. So the narrative is still there. The opportunity remains in place for them. And the city is still very much pumped up.
Yeah, no, and as someone who's based out of Houston, you know, I get what you're saying about the team and the tragedy there. You know, we had a similar thing going on with Harvey last year, yeah. Hurricane Harvey, and the Houston Astros. So I completely get what you're talking about there. How good a sports city? Look, you guys are about to get your second professional team here within the next couple of years. How good a sports city is Las Vegas, and how good a sports city do you think Las Vegas can be?
It's a smart sports city because of the gambling. Some of the most savvy and smartest people you'll ever find are professional sports gamblers, and they know the product. And as far as people who don't bet, we've really grown a lot since UNLV won the national title in '90. We're almost pushing 3 million. A lot of people came from somewhere else, so they have a sports background. Doesn't matter the sport; they know professional sports, and obviously the Golden Knights' success. Who would have thought hockey, which was first in, would be as popular as it's been? But that's because the winning has had so much to do with it. But yeah. You know, when the Raiders come in 2 years, I'm not so sure it's going to be. A slam dunk as far as the city supporting. They'll get support, but it may have to come from out of town, from L.A., from Utah, from Northern Nevada, from the Bay Area, of course. Because if you are a football fan living in Vegas and you don't root for the Raiders, you're probably not going to convert over.
Yeah.
I don't know too many Charger fans or 49er fans or Dallas Cowboys fans who live in Las Vegas who are all of a sudden going to switch allegiances to the Raiders. So it's going to be a very different dynamic. The Golden Knights are Vegas's team from day one. The Raiders are moving from another city.
Yeah, really interesting. Steve Karp joining me on CBS Sports Radio. You mentioned the culture of the city, Steve, and I want to ask you about that with the gambling. And there's been, you know, a lot of talk about Golden Knight fans who at the beginning of the season bought tickets at 500-1, maybe probably just to have as a souvenir, you know, more than anything else. And now some of them have probably been hedging their bets since the conference finals or conference semifinals. How big a story is that out in Las Vegas, the angle of the sports books potentially taking a bath on some of these Golden Knight tickets?
You know, it is a story. And not everybody got the Knights at 500-1. Some got them at 100, 150, 200, 250-1.
Yeah, still.
And a lot of tickets are $5, $10 tickets. But when you total it up, the books may lose up to $7 million if they win the Cup. And that's significant. That's not chicken feed. And so now you've got to weigh the civic-mindedness of the casinos against the bottom line. And I think in this instance, they'll take the hit if the Knights win, and they'll do it with a smile. But I think for the next expansion to Seattle, you're not seeing 500-1 on the Seattle in 2020.
Yeah, oh, well, although they wouldn't be in danger of, you know, Seattle people flying down, I guess, to go place the same bets the Vegas people did, wouldn't be quite
good
as
point.
Much. But I get what you're saying. Like, you know, like if the NHL is going to allow the same set of rules for Seattle to put a team together as they did Vegas, purely from a hockey standpoint, there could be exposure again, right?
Well, potentially, but let's see who Seattle hires as its general manager.
Yeah.
And also, I think the rules for expansion for the draft might be a little bit different the next time around. You may not be able to make as many side deals to protect a guy as you did with the Knights. Gordon McPhee fleeced a few teams, Minnesota, Columbus, Florida, among them. And I think the general managers around the league came to the realization, oh, my goodness, I don't want this to happen to me again. I won't be here very long.
Yeah,
very
for
long.
Sure.
So I think you'll see different rules in the next expansion.
Steve Karp joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Steve, we got about a minute just purely with this series. How's the vibe right now with the team? They're trailing 2-1, but do you sense any sort of panic, or is there just some resolve with that team?
Not so much panic, but concern.
Yeah.
They're not playing well. Washington is outplaying them. Their best player, Alex Ovechkin, is playing great, and he is carrying this team. But his teammates are falling in line behind him, and they're getting really good play from everybody. The Knights are going to have to find a way to recapture their speed and start scoring. I mean, right now their fourth line is their best line in the Stanley Cup final, and you're not going to win the cup with your fourth line being your top scoring line. So you better get some scoring from James Neal, from Cody Eakin's line, and also more from Erik Karlsson's line.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure on Fleury when they're not.
For sure.
You know, when they're not putting the puck in the net. Steve Karp covers the Vegas Golden Knights for the Las Vegas Record Journal. You can get him on Twitter at Steve Karp RJ. Hey, Steve, appreciate you making time. Stay dry there in Washington D.C. and enjoy the rest of this. Enjoy the rest of this playoff run, man.
Will do. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, you got it. Steve Karp joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Good stuff. Getting in a little hockey talk. I'll be honest with you, you know, until the NHL decides to give Hartford the Whalers back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.